mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your painting couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 24th, 2014.
And this is episode 150.
Wow, it's like some kind of milestone.
I know. You know what? We, now that I think about it, because your birthday was on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into our third year. Is that right? No, 52. No, yeah.
Third year.
This is our third year.
Third year. Yeah, this is 3 years we've been doing Valentine Cast.
Huh. I didn't realize.
And it's about the same as it was when it first started.
I know. And
we are not a transitioning podcast by any means.
Yeah, definitely.
I am happy to have been doing this for 3 years.
I know. And we have totally enjoyed doing it, bringing you what's been happening in our lives and what has not been happening. And
yeah, I know. Mostly it's what's not been happening.
I mean,
we're the boring couple for the past year.
No, I said that we're the painting couple is what I said. That's what
boring couple.
That's what I said, that we're the painting couple.
We're the boring couple.
So I want to take a quick moment and tell everyone hello.
Hi, everybody.
Chat room. And today we have Udella
and Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's in here.
We also have Zobby.
Zobby underscore.
Yes.
And she's in here 3 times because her internet hates her.
Yeah.
Well, Hogan's not here.
I know. He's on the road, so safe travels to him. And I know JK's out there watching.
Yep. Hey, JK.
What's going on?
And the ever-present, not-present JB Hanna is here.
He actually sent me a message last week. And you probably saw it, too.
I did.
With his brother's birthday.
Right.
And he said, you know, that he listens afterwards. He's working right now. So I'm glad him and his brother, and I hope him and his brother, had an amazing birthday. So, and I just want to let JK, he just showed up today. I just want to let him know, it's okay if you want to leave your name Grammar. I mean, that's perfectly fine. You don't have to. We know
you have
to
change it to JK.
We know it's JK Grammar.
I know who you are.
We know who you be. We know. So, what am I going to say?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's been a hell of a day at work.
I know.
So I guess we go ahead and let me just fade this out and let's go ahead and jump into the
weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
No, it's not how we say it.
That is so not how we say it.
So, one of the things that we said at the top of the show is that we're the painting couple.
Mm-hmm.
And well,
Jay's is the painting person. I get to tag along with him.
So, one of the things that on Thursday, this coming Thursday, we're having our carpet installed into the nursery.
Woo, carpet!
For the girls. Well, you know, trying to get the nursery ready and everything. And one of the things that we had to do, we had to wanted to paint before it got installed.
So that we wouldn't get paint on the new carpet, because I can see that totally happening.
Right, because, you know, as Renee will tell you, I'm a messy painter.
You aren't that bad.
So we painted the room. We went and chose paint, and on Wednesday or Thursday night, it was Thursday because Renee was super tired. Or was it Wednesday? It was Wednesday because Renee was super tired. I painted the trim in the bedroom. So did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got stuff taped up and everything else. So I'm trying to get it ready for Friday because I knew Renee was going to be doing something Friday.
So which I knew, we'll talk about what I did later.
Which we will talk about that. And I knew that during that time, I'll have time to at least start painting the room. I had no idea that I would finish, but I did. I finished painting the room, and the colors that we chose, the color that we chose was Champagne
Wishes.
Champagne Wishes.
And Jay was like, this is perfect. He did a great job. He knew.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And we got it painted and got it trimmed and everything else. And then
I was so impressed when I came back. I was like, oh my God, it looks so good. The whole room was done.
Yep.
And you didn't seem too proud of yourself at first.
I was a little worried because there were some places where I'm going to go back and touch those up and everything. And everything. So I will, I will go back and I will touch some of those up. And I may do that tonight. But then also, it was funny because Renee was like, she wanted to help paint, which I was fine with. But so when I went to Home Depot, I got all the materials, the paintbrushes, the rollers, and everything, and including that two people would be doing it. So when I got back, Renee asked me how much everything cost, and I told her. And she was like, well, I'm going to paint. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, we could take about half of this stuff back if, you know, we do it. And so Renee was in this conundrum.
A little bit of a conundrum.
Because she was like, save money or paint. Save money and let Jay do it by himself or help and not save money.
It's tough. I like to save money. It's nice. And, people like to save money.
You know, and it's fine. I mean, I had already planned to do it all by myself. I know Renee's 20 weeks pregnant and everything. And not saying you're helpless.
No, because 20 weeks pregnant, plenty of people do plenty of things.
Exactly. But I was just like, hey, I mean, this is just be my thing. I mean, you're carrying them, carrying both of them, you know. And it's kind of like, well, maybe I can, you know, do my part and paint a room instead of just I can't carry them or anything. So I did that and took everything back, and we actually took back enough stuff where we actually bought a new closet door.
We did, because the old closet door was for those old school metal ones that are all screechy.
So for those that are watching, if you see the door behind Renee, on the closet
door.
It's
not like this.
It's not like that, but it's a white metal one.
Bleh.
And it's horrible. Bleh.
And I was like, I do not want my kids growing up with a horrible metal closet because that would ruin them.
Right.
Ruin.
Right. Ruin it.
No, I had.
Ruin.
I had the same closet door growing up, so I'm sure it wouldn't ruin them.
Right.
So we got that, and Jay's going to paint that. He's like the painting master.
So I may be doing that a little bit tonight, tomorrow, but I have to get everything done by Thursday. So
we can get done by Thursday.
Wednesday. So I still have to put the
I'm busy tomorrow night.
To door in and yeah.
You can put the door in after the carpet though. Actually, it's probably advisable to put the door in after the carpet.
Good point.
Because they have to get the carpet into the closet. But
okay.
But yeah, so we're gonna have people coming over and doing the carpet, and we were told explicitly do not give them cash.
right. So once they put the carpet in, we'll be calling the folks over at the floor place.
Jay was like, what kind of people you have coming over to our carpet?
Like, she's like, do not give them cash.
Under any circumstances.
I was like, why are you sending them here?
But anyway, so that's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. Once the carpet gets here, I'll probably just be sitting in the room staring. Because I'm weird.
You'll probably be like, oh, what room are we going to do next? And I'll be like, let's do it. You know, I feel
the hard
like,
part, the other rooms are established. So it takes a lot of moving.
Yeah, it would take
like in here, we would lose our office for a few days.
No, we'll just tape and we'll just work around it. I mean, we have to work around everything. Yeah. And just want to say thank you to Mr. El Bacho, Mr. out in North Carolina. He's out near my hometown, just 30 minutes south.
Boo, I'm just kidding.
Let me say boo.
I like Mount Airy. I'm kidding.
He wasn't born, from what I understand. I don't believe he was born and raised there. Oh. I think he is UK, from the UK.
Oh, he's from the UK? Well, then he's cool then.
So he joined us in the chat room
If
today.
You're from the UK, you're automatically cool.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
My sister presented me with my gift this past Friday. I was to go and get my ghost on, aka pottery class.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Payne Street Pottery. It was way back in the cut.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
oh, I didn't tell you. I was driving, and I was like, "Where is this place?" You go through all these neighborhoods to get there.
Really? Was it in somebody's back, in back of somebody's house?
No, no. It was a very tiny pottery studio. It was tiny, but I went in there. They got there a little bit before we did. It was me, my two sisters, Daniel and Kimberly, and my mom. So we went in there, and
It was ladies' night.
Yeah,
and you're it was about 10
other.
Right.
There's about 10 other ladies there. There were no men, even though there are men that come and do pottery there. But there were no men last night, and it was just a try it kind of class. It was a Groupon, so you didn't get anything out of it. You just got to try.
Right.
But so she kind of taught. So everybody wore dirty aprons. She let us get our tools, our buckets of water, and she showed us how to do the clay. Because everybody got a log of clay, like this big.
Okay.
And then she, because you have to mix it. So what you do, there are these wire things that you use to, do what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen it before?
No.
Oh. It's this wire thing going like in a, at an angle. And you take the log of clay and you put it.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Across the wire, and you break it up into two.
Yep, saw that.
You take one piece and you throw it down on the table. Mm-hmm. Take another piece, you throw it down on the other piece. Then you turn it over and you do that. You do that five or six times.
So you got to do that as well?
Yeah, so that's mixing the clay, basically, to make it homogenous.
Homogenous.
So, yeah, so that was pretty cool. So then after you do that, you divide it up into four pieces.
What if you want your clay to be heterogeneous?
Sorry.
That doesn't work?
No.
What? I don't know what a heterogeneous.
I don't think heterogeneous is a word.
I wonder what the opposite of that clay looks like.
It has stuff all in it. It doesn't look the same across all the way.
But okay, anyway, go ahead.
It's hard to work with. Anyway, so you use the wire, divide it into four different pieces.
Okay.
And she said, then you're going to smoosh it and make it into balls.
All right.
And then she started on with the ball jokes.
All right.
Now, don't worry if your balls are wrinkly. It's perfectly fine in pottery class.
It's perfectly fine if your balls are wrinkly.
And you're going to... So she made about 5 ball jokes. Apparently, a lot of women are drinking during this, but she said she puts B-A-Y-O-B on the Groupon, but it didn't get on there this time for some reason.
Whoa.
So women are usually drinking... And I guess when you're drinking, those are way more hilarious jokes. But anyway, so there's this thing we're called centering.
Okay.
It takes a long time to learn. It's hard. And so we couldn't center because it takes a lot of practice.
All right.
So they had to come over every time we started. So we had 4 balls of clay, 4 different pots we can make. And the centering, so she and a helper had to go come over and center everybody's thing. And there was a girl, she was kind of like me, wanted to do it herself. I tried to center. I couldn't do it, but I tried. All right. Anyway, so, and then they kind of taught, and then they had a demonstration, and she just whipped up a pot, and it was all pretty and perfect in the demo. Yeah, no one did a perfectly pretty pot like she did. But it was fun, though. I felt one with the clay.
You did?
I did. I had lots of fun. Dale and Kimberly, you know, Danielle wanted to do one just like the instructor. It didn't work out for her.
She wanted to be... Danielle is the perfection.
She is. And my mom... See, everybody else was like talking and laughing. Mom was silently concentrating. She was like... She had a concentrating face on.
Okay.
It was just adorable. It was so fun. So yeah, I made a bowl and something looked kind of like the vases that are fat around the middle and really skinny at the top.
Uh-huh.
But it was short because it was only half, like a quarter of a thing of clay. But it was super fun. I had a lot of fun. It was went from like 6 to 8, 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to clean up afterwards.
Y'all had to clean up.
We had to clean up our stuff. Yes.
That's craziness. You didn't pay to clean up.
Well,
we paid to make clay.
Anyway, so we came to clean up. So, but I had fun, and I'm really, really glad that was a great gift.
That's
awesome.
I really
appreciate it. So that was, I haven't thrown clay since college. So that was fun.
Yeah.
It's called throwing clay. That's That's the professional term, people.
All right, so don't, just don't do that to Maya and Zoe.
I won't be throwing Maya and Zoe.
Also want to say hello to Mr. Jimmy Marbles from the Hush Show.
Oh, he must have came in from the last
And time. Then Punk Gopher also
Punk
popped
Gopher
in.
Must have just popped in. Hey, Punk.
Yeah, so.
Wait, Punk Gopher was here earlier. No?
No, just.
Oh, that was from last week, Punk Gopher.
You be calling out people, man. But then also. Deidre came into town. And
Deidre was here, yeah.
Yeah, so they were here because, you know, to see Renee. And Saturday, they came over and hung out for a little bit. And then we got ready for lunch because it was getting pretty hungry.
Yes.
So we decided to take Deidre and Mom over to
Old School New York Pizza. Because Jay likes to take everybody to Old School New York Pizza.
I like people to take. Well, one, we wanted something quick. We didn't want a whole lot. Because we were going to have lasagna,
and you wanted them to know the deliciousness,
right? Exactly.
Pizza.
Yeah,
I totally get it. So it was good. They enjoyed it,
mm-hmm.
And Kim came a little late, but she came.
Yeah, she did.
Bless her heart.
Right.
but it was fun just chilling and talking, and
it was.
You know, we actually like our families.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Definitely.
So, it was cool. And then it came time for my birthday dinner because in our family, you get to pick what you want to eat and what kind of cake you want.
Well, hold up. Wasn't your birthday like a week or two ago?
Well, we didn't celebrate it with the family then because I was chilling with you.
I know.
So I get to do it Saturday when my sister was home.
Right.
So that was a lot of fun. I chose lasagna, garlic bread, and salad. And we tore that lasagna
up.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was good. And I just thought it was funny your dad doesn't like lasagna.
So, and he had to eat it because that's what I wanted.
He did.
That's the rules. You pick what you want on your birthday. I pick what I want on my birthday.
Right, right.
So you can't complain.
So, we also got some Diablo time in.
We did. We played a lot of Diablo. We'll talk about that in games because, you know, we have, there's a little, new things going on.
So, Mr. Jimmy Marbles asked, did you have chitlings?
You're so racist, Jimmy Marbles.
That's not racist.
That's so racist.
That's not racist, though.
That's like asking Tiger Woods, is he going to have fried chicken?
No, it's not.
At the dinner.
Chitlings is a
chitlings is the nastiest food on the face of the middle and beginning and ending earth. It is so gross. It would eat a lot of things before chitlins.
You have to have them fried.
I would eat bugs before chitlins.
You have to have them deep fried.
I would eat grasshoppers and spiders before chitlins. They're gross.
Really? You would eat grasshoppers and spiders?
Before chitlins.
You're crazy.
Chitlins are nasty. Well, the spiders and the grasshoppers would be cooked. They eat raw.
Well, the chitlins, if you deep fry them, you're good.
No.
I don't eat boiled
chitlins. Gross. Just to let them know, chitlins are gross.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going around saying, man, I'm going hunting for some chitlins.
If you bring chitlins into this, you better not ever bring chitlins into this house.
I better not bring chitlins ever in this house.
I'm sure you'll bring them in the house. But
now that you told me I better not, yeah, I want to bring them in the house.
Chitlins are pig intestines.
Like I don't like I don't live
here. Some people don't know what chitlins are. They're pig intestines.
Like I don't live here. I better not.
You need to be considerate of others that are living in the same house.
If I bring chitlins in, they're going to be frozen. And if I bring chitlins in, they'll be cooked. I'm not going to cook chitlins in the house. One, I'm not even going to eat chitlins. So there wasn't even no point of you saying I better not bring chitlins into the house.
I meant that as a hypothetical.
No.
As a hypothetical, you better not bring chitlins in the house.
Oh,
not. All right, you better not bring chitlins in the house or I'm going to throw up. How's that?
She backing that bus up.
Backpedaling.
Backpedal, babe. Backpedal.
Back it up.
So, and then on Sunday, we had some more family time.
I know, because family time is awesome. My sister didn't have to leave till late, so we actually got to spend some time. So we went to Buckheads, and I realized that Buckheads is not that good.
Their salad is.
Their salad is amazing. But a lot of their food, not that good.
So, did you notice that their salad is now served in a smaller bowl than what it used to be?
Yes, I noticed.
Thanks, Obama.
Obama ruins everything.
I mean, come on. I mean, they reducing the size of their bowl because of Obama.
But they use too much salt on everything. So Buckheads is a local joint. So chances are you've never been to Buckheads unless you've been here. But if you go there, make sure to ask for no salt or light salt because it's a mess. So, but I had fun. My brother-in-law took a panoramic picture. Jay made sure to get up and get in three different spots in the picture. That was awesome. So, and the best thing is the UK game was on at Buckheads, and my dad is a hardcore UK hater.
Yes.
So he hated having it on. He wouldn't even look at it to give it the time of day. Like, he wouldn't, he loves basketball, but he wouldn't even look at it. It was hilarious. So you could, so tell us what's up with the NCAA world for you, Jay. What's up?
Yeah. So, as a lot of you know, I was kind of been watching the sports for the March Madness. And it was kind of crazy because a lot of stuff, happened. One is my team, Duke, got beat by Mercer, who was, I think, was a ranked 14.
And I've never even heard of Mercer.
Yeah. So, Mercer beat Duke. There were a lot of upsets. I mean, people's brackets were all jacked up and everything else. So, so Louisville and Kentucky right now are going to be playing in the Sweet 16 on Friday. And I can't tell you who else. So it's kind of with just what's going on with the sports and stuff like that. Go check out NCAA.com if you want to see what's going on.
Sports.
Yep. And so you want to talk a little bit about our hunt?
Okay. So
we went on a hunt today.
So my mom told you that Panera has turkey chili.
Right.
Right. And she said it was good, I think.
Yep, said it was wonderful.
So Jay was like, "I want turkey chili." So we said, "Cool, let's go to Panera today and get it." Walked into Panera. They were out at lunchtime. You should have seen Jay's disappointed and kind of pissed off face. You take things kind of hard.
No, one, I was already in a funk before I walked in because work was hard.
Well, then you really let things affect you.
So I was like, "Yo, do y'all have the chili?" No. I was like, "Okay."
No, you were like, "Really?"
Yeah.
Really?
Well, one, I checked the website, and the website said they had it. And that was, you know, I was just making sure the website didn't lie to me or what. And I was like, somebody needs, you know, I was going to put in the complaint that, you know, their website was jacked. So we left Panera. And, you know, we have a bunch of Paneras around here and everything else. You know, not as many as Starbucks. So we were driving to the closest one.
Right.
And and so I was like, "Renee, can you call them and see if they have it?" You know, and they were like, she called and no, they didn't have it. We called the second closest one. They didn't have it. Called a fourth one. They did not have it. And then we finally called the fifth one. And they said,
the fifth one.
Yeah, the fifth one, when Renee finally called, she asked, "Did they have the chili?" And they finally said they didn't have it. And then also they said there is a nationwide shortage of Panera turkey chili.
I about died laughing. I was like, "What the heck? I didn't even know that was possible." So, of course, we Googled it and nothing came up. Jay was like, "No food blogs and nothing." This is very important to the food bloggers to have turkey chili. So we're gonna try again tomorrow. Get Jay some turkey chili. We end up with Burger King. Burger King and so.
Yeah,
turkey
so
was good, but it wasn't turkey chili.
So yeah, let me tell you guys. I mean, if you have Panera nearby and they have turkey chili,
you better go get it.
I think you might want to go check it out.
I have breaking news.
What's that?
My diaper bag is coming tomorrow.
Your diaper bag?
Yes, tomorrow.
Very nice.
And a day.
So I'll be here.
Do it.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, so
I'm so happy with the length of that.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, thanks, Mr. Eric Marl, for hooking us up with that.
Thanks, I like it.
You know, because Renee was crying so much about it. It was just horrible. So, Movies by Chance was a suggestion from our friends over at Average Swingers.
Mm-hmm.
And they suggested for us to watch Sex Monster.
Right.
So,
and this is a family-ish, friendly-ish podcast.
Right, it is.
So I can't really go into deep things.
It was a movie about discovery.
Yes, a movie about discovery, and it was a movie of the classic, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and now I'm mad for suggesting stuff that I thought I wanted all along, but I really didn't.
Yeah.
So, it's Sex Monster, yep. S-E-X.
Yep, Sex Monster, S-E-X.
And it was one of the movies where you hear the title of the movie in the movie, you're like, ha ha.
Oh, did it happen?
It did.
I must have missed that.
I even said, hey-o. You were busy.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay.
So, it was, all right, it was much better than MILF. About a billion times better than MILF.
It was much better than MILF.
But it wasn't amazing.
I will say that
it's so predictable.
I will say the intro of the movie
was long.
The starting credits and stuff was extremely long and annoying. I almost cut it off. I almost turned it off because
cut it off. I like music.
Yeah, cut it off like a pair of like a bad fingernail.
Cut it off.
Like a hangnail. But I almost turned it off because I was kind of like, okay, this is just ridiculous. But what was funny when we were watching the movie, we noticed that one of the guys in the movie was Stephen Baldwin.
Because those Baldwins all look alike.
Yeah, so this is Alex Baldwin's brother, Stephen, you know, the skinny version.
Yeah.
And he was in this movie.
And it was nuts. It's like, okay. But it wasn't a bad movie. But it kind
of... I mean, you knew what was going to happen from...
Yes, you knew what was going to happen from the very beginning. You knew it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But thanks for the suggestion.
Yep, so we gave
thanks for not suggesting a horrible movie.
Yes. Yes.
I'd rather watch your average movie than a horrible movie.
Yes, yes.
And since Hando's not here, I'm going to do the random.
You are?
Since Hando's not here.
Okay, I guess I'll go ahead and...
Oh, you aren't logged in already?
No, because I was expecting Hando to be here.
Oh...
Unless someone wants
horror.
To...
Horror.
Unless someone... The horror. So why is... You know what? Netflix getting on my nerves.
Did it not...
Because I have to keep telling it to...
Use the old one?
I have to keep agreeing to... to what you call it. So why is this...
Jimmy, there was lots of Bow Chicka Bow Wow music in the movie, yes.
And it was all Jamaican music.
Yes,
reggae.
It was a lot of reggae, weirdly.
Yeah.
Not as much nudity as you would expect.
Yeah, there was some boobs.
A few boobs, but that's it. But it was like one time.
Right.
Not a lot of nudity, which is interesting for a... So J.K. Grammer said that he has a great feel-good movie suggestion for us.
If it's on Netflix...
I've already seen it, though.
What is it?
Mr. Holland's Opus. Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I've seen Mr. Holland's Opus. Good Lord, I'm a band geek.
I'm
appalled that...
It's a really good movie.
It is a good movie. That is one of the movies that I haven't cried on, but...
Oh, you cried on it?
But it's a feel-good movie because it makes me think about my teacher and it makes me want to...
I saw it a long time ago, so I barely remember it,
so,
but I've seen it.
So since you want to roll, you may want to roll 62
Two?
To 159.
Let's see.
And the winner is...
Someone said if you have Amazon Prime, Flyboys isn't bad.
We have Amazon Prime.
Do you want to use that instead of...
Yeah.
The number we come up with?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll use that, but let's see what it would have been. It would have been 153.
153 would have been the Switch. with Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman.
Oh. Well, it's going to be Flyboys.
So Flyboys.
Let's see what Flyboys is about.
So while Renee's looking up Flyboys, so if we had gotten switched.
Flyboys is a 2006 American drama war film set in World War One. Okay. It stars James Franco. You know James Franco. James Franco is a dude that was, always like he has crusty lips.
Uh-huh.
He was in Oz, Great and Powerful. He played Harry Osborn in Spider-Man. Okay, anyway. Milk, anyway.
They said Flyboys is on Netflix also.
Well, there you go. Boom. So, we've already seen Pay It Forward, Diddy. Boom.
All right, so there we go.
So it's going to be Flyboys.
Flyboys.
Flyboys. What I want.
James Franco.
I don't recognize anybody else's name.
You don't?
In the starring. Nope.
I don't either.
But anyway, so thanks for the suggestion.
Yep.
I still need to see Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I think. Ugh. Still.
Is it on Netflix?
Maybe. Just so,
Mel Brooks, Robin Hood, Men in Tights is on Netflix now.
It's a great movie. That's a wonderful movie. So next movie is going to be Flyboys, thanks to El Bacho.
Yeah, thank you, Reagan. Thank you.
I would rather do a suggestion than a random, because I don't know. It gives me a little more interaction. No, not Fly Girls from A Living Color, but I love A Living Color. You can do what you want. You can do. And Living Color.
Some
kids have no idea what a Living Color is.
I know.
That's so sad. So, why don't you talk a little bit about The Real Husbands of Hollywood?
Oh.
So, I want to hear your impression.
Did you put that on the list?
I did. I want to hear what you do.
So, on, what was it? We were watching The Talking Dead. And J.B. Smoove was on there, and he was super, super annoying.
Oh, he was so annoying. He's the worst.
And so I looked up J.B. Smoove to see who this cat really was, and I was kind of like, oh, man, let's see what this dude's doing and everything. And come to find out, he's on this sitcom or this...
fake reality show.
Fake reality show called... Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Right, and they're kind of poking fun at the real wives of whatever.
Yeah, whatever city. So, we watched the first episode last week.
It was funny.
And I have to say, that is some funny stuff.
I thought it was funny. It was really funny. So, it stars J.B. Smoove, Nick Cannon, Nelly, Dwayne Martin... Yep. Robin Thicke was in a couple.
Well, he was in the first one.
Boris. Not Boris Yeltsin, just Boris, whatever.
And none the other, Kevin Hart. Because Kevin Hart, I think this is, from what I understand, I think this is his baby. Mm-hmm. You know, he thought right. of it. And I have to say, man, that was some pretty funny stuff.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. It was, they were at... Nick Cannon's cookout, and it was just great.
Yeah.
But and I like how they're actually playing themselves, so I like how they allude to their real life. Like, everybody's like, hey Nick, where's
Mimi
at?
Where's Mimi at? You know, did you know this Mimi house?
And then Robin Thicke kept dropping names. He was like a name dropper. He's like, yeah, I was with Michael Jackson one time, and da da da. It's really funny, so you should check that out. That's on Netflix as well.
Yeah, so.
And Cosmos was really good.
Yes, Cosmos
yesterday.
Was wonderful. It was.
Cosmos, I actually learned a lot this episode. Cosmos focused on the comets was a big topic.
It was.
And the movement of comets and... the movement of the stars and movement of the planets, and it was really interesting. I learned a ton.
Yeah.
It was just as good as any other week. That show has me enthralled every Sunday.
Now, speaking of Cosmos,
Yes.
I know Scott Johnson's not going to listen to this, and I still need to call in.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody mentioned that on Thursday. Somebody said that that's not the reason he's famous. That's not the reason we like him, because it's on TV, because then you would like Rush Limbaugh and Kim Kardashian.
Right, right. He said that, but Scott went on to say that he felt like that he was famous, that we wouldn't know about Neil deGrasse Tyson if it wasn't for the television show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just called BS on that, because I knew about Neil deGrasse Tyson because he was the one that took the blow for when Pluto was demoted from a planet.
Right. I think that's when I first heard about him.
And that's, yeah. And he took a blow for that. And he was like, look, you know, I'm just the messenger. Right. I'm not the...
I bring the science.
You know, well... Yeah,
I bring
it
the
was,
facts and the
it
science.
It was the committee that had said that. Right. Voted it down. And he was the messenger of it. You know, and then he put out a book, which I read. And I can't remember the name of it. I wish I had it here. And he talks about that. And when I read his book... he talked about science in such terms and about astrophysics and everything else in such terms that even a man like me could understand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I just kind of dwelled in that. And then maybe again, I mean, that could just be something that, you know, I just happened to come across. And it's just something that I think is a big deal, or I know about him, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like when they were trying to think of Ruben Studdard on American Idol, and they couldn't remember his name, but they remembered Clay Aiken and
everybody else,
but they couldn't remember Ruben. And it's kind of like, you know.
But I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's amazing. Ever since I discovered him, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I wish he was around so I could have done a report on him when I was in school.
Yeah.
That's how awesome it is. So, it's pretty. And Cosmos was amazing. And I like the animation they use.
Yeah.
Instead of, I would rather that than like live action.
Oh, yeah.
And it costs less. So,
yeah.
For them.
Well, we think it costs less.
We think it costs less. I'm pretty sure. Well, they could play some bit actor for $15, maybe.
Yeah.
So, and then we've been playing tons of...
Diablo 3.
Tons.
Because tonight, Reapers of Soul
comes
goes live.
At midnight, right?
At midnight. Yeah. So yeah. I'm trying to get Renee caught up. She's really enjoying her Witch Doctor, so we want to get her through everything so that she can go straight into Act 5. So, we're excited about that. And Reapers of Souls is coming out. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time playing Diablo. I haven't got to the point where I'm ready for Reapers of Soul yet.
Yeah.
Reapers of Souls. But it was really fun. We played a ton Sunday.
Yep, we did.
And it was great. Yep. And so I plan on playing more.
Yep.
And It's kill, kill, kill. I love my witch doctor. It's a ranged character, and I'm not usually one of those, but I have zombies, and I'm throwing skulls, and I have a big old gargantuan. It's super fun.
Oh, man. So. Well, cool. Let's go ahead and jump into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So let me back up real quick, because I got Jimmy calling me out.
He did.
He said... He got on Borderlands 2, and we put it on the shelf. We don't put Borderlands 2 on the shelf. It's never on the shelf. Borderlands 2 is never on the shelf. But right now, Diablo 3. But yeah, and also Jimmy, I told Jimmy about Diablo 3, back then. So I told him Renee, tell him I told him.
He told you.
Yeah. So we're into the food, and we're on week 84.
We're on week 84.
Renee and I are back logging again.
Yeah, we're back logging again. Even though
you're talking to the side of the mic,
I'm coming back to the center.
You okay?
I'm back.
You have an issue centering?
No. Anyway, I'm back logging on Lose It because even though I haven't gained too much, I think I'm getting too fast, and I want to make sure I don't gain too much, because my Dr. Doom maternal fetal medicine doctor told me that that'll lead to a billion complications.
So what did your
my OB said, you're a little high, but you're still fine.
Okay.
But I want to make sure I stay fine.
And you will stay fine.
So I am, but Jay trusts me not to do too much.
Renee, I worry. I'm not going to lie. I worry because.
I thought you said you knew I'd be okay. You lied.
No, I didn't lie. I know you'd be okay. But then I also know you have the tendency to take it there.
Backpedaling.
Yep. I do it because you showed me the right way to do it.
Anyway, so I'm back. So back logging. So Jay's following my lead and he's also logging.
Right.
Which maybe if I had kept logging, he would have kept logging. So now I feel bad.
What?
If I had been logging at the beginning, maybe you would have been
logging. I logged for a year and you
stopped.
You met your goal.
I stopped logging.
You stopped logging it. It was actually in March when you stopped because that's when you met your goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a year since the last time you logged, really.
Well,
no, I'm just saying.
Had the need to log.
No, I'm just, okay. I'm not like, Renee, you didn't log anymore. I was just saying.
You should make that face every time you say something to me.
I'm going
to
do it to the kids and it's going to scare them. So I logged for like 4, 5, 6 months after that.
And you're tired of logging.
I was just tired of logging because I was like, I'm just coming a lot. I need to maintain. And like I've always said when we started this whole journey is that this is not a race. This is just a lifestyle change for my life. And it has been. And it still is. Even though at the point when I didn't log, I pretty much maintained my weight. And I just watched what I ate. I lived life.
I also did the same.
And I had fun. And not saying when I was logging, I wasn't living life. But I didn't feel the need. Every time I was ready to put something in my mouth, I had to get my phone, put it in. Because I just needed a break. And that's all it was. And, I mean,
yeah,
I'm good.
So we're good. We're logging again. It's all good. But I wanted to give the frog pants totals today. 181 people are doing the challenge. And we've lost 1,339.9 pounds. That's 7.4 pounds per person. Good job, everybody.
Yep.
Woo!
And if you want to join the Lose It group, go over to the Facebook.
To the Facebook.
Facebook.com/group/frogpantsloseit and ask to join there. And we'll get you in. And then there's more information on where you can join different types of groups and everything else. So yeah. Oh, why did I start playing that? Because it's time to go into some Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
All right, so we have some birthdays, huh?
Yeah, some birthdays. Mike DeVoe from the Tadpool, his birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Bill DeVoe? Is that Mike DeVoe from...
No.
From Bill DeVoe?
No, because that's not even what the first name is for DeVoe.
You sure?
Yes.
What is it? You sure it's not?
It's either Ronnie,
Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Is it Mike DeVoe?
Is it Mike DeVoe?
No, is it DeVoe? Let's see. It's Ronnie DeVoe.
Okay.
It's Ronnie DeVoe. Anyway, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Bill
Chris
DeVoe.
Mark, Red, Dave, Rowe. That's from the ABC song.
ABC, anyway. At the playground.
Michael Bivins.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go. You were still convinced it was Michael DeVoe.
I wanted it. Okay, you can't tell me you didn't want it to be Michael DeVoe.
Whatever.
Tell me you didn't want it to be Michael DeVoe.
Maybe. It would have been so easy.
We both wanted to be Michael DeVoe.
It would have been so easy. Emily Wood's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Emily Wood. We've known her for a long time.
I know. And
happy birthday.
Let's see. What's the game? Third Enoch is the iOS game that she helped do the graphic design on. Mm. So go check that out.
Juliet's birthday is Wednesday. We've also known Juliet for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Her birthday is Wednesday. Happy birthday, Juliet.
Happy birthday, Juliet.
Our good friend Tedra.
Tedra.
Her birthday is Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Co-host of the Control Alt Wow podcast.
I know, an all-around awesome lady.
All-around amazing lady.
Lady.
Lady. And then our good friend Titsimi.
What's up, Tit?
His birthday's on Sunday. I'm sure him and Makala have a great birthday weekend. Happy, right. Happy birthday to you, Titsimi.
Right.
I'll miss him in our tackler this year.
Right.
So I have one other thing in odds and ends I want to talk about. The 200 crazy youth in Louisville.
Yep.
Some people might not know what happened.
So
if they don't follow your Facebook.
So over the weekend, there was a 200 person teen flash mob.
Was it a flash mob? Did they say it was a flash mob?
That's kind of what they're kind of calling it.
Oh, okay.
So I guess, what's the definition of a flash mob?
Flash mob, people who get together. They get together and do some. A flash mob is not, they get together like they.
A flash mob is a sudden mass gathering, unanticipated, expected by participants who communicate electronically.
Right. Yeah.
So they don't get together and do good. So flash.
They do bad stuff too.
They can they do bad stuff too.
Good and bad stuff.
So a flash mob.
Apparently, they got together and did
it's
bad.
It's a sudden mass gathering, unanticipated, except by participants who communicate electronically. So this happened down in Baton Rouge or somewhere down south,
mm-hmm.
Our friend Before Tank Girl told us about.
And it happened here.
They all went on Instagram and said, let's do a flash mob. We all meet at this particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And they all meet at this area, and it was like 200 people. So this happened in Louisville, down at the
waterfront,
mm-hmm. which is where the new bridge is. And a lot of families go down there, and a lot of people walk the bridges and stuff. And 200 youth showed up there, and they were robbing people.
Assaulting people.
Assaulting people.
They even assaulted a woman at a stoplight in her car.
Right. And so the cops came down to Waterfront Plaza, and they broke it up. They broke it up, but they just split off into smaller groups and raised ruckus
like,
all over.
Like 25 to 30 groups.
Right.
I mean, these are still big groups.
Right.
They went into this grocery store and caused havoc. They hit the clerk.
Yeah.
And we saw some video footage.
Yep.
From, and it was crazy. And it's like,
was video footage of them walking across the gas station. It was just like a flood of 13 to 17 year old kids.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like.
And they're going on robbing and hitting people and assaulting people. And it's like, if I knew my kid was doing that, they'd be in so much trouble. But they said, yeah, it's safe down there. I don't think it's safe down there after dark.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be down there after dark. Are you kidding me? And now, if we have to go down there for anything, for a show, now I'm going to be super crazy cautious, which you are already.
Man. See, I've been cutting back on what I carry with me. Like, I don't carry my knife. Or I don't carry anything.
You're going to start carrying your knife, aren't you?
I probably will.
Do you technically need a permit for that?
No, because it's not big enough.
Okay.
You know, I can get one big enough where I would have to. I mean, and my thing is, I don't want. There was one bit where probably like a year ago, you know, I was looking at guns, and it was because I wanted to be able to protect my family if something happened and stuff like that. And I don't know if I could live with myself if I didn't protect Renee or myself. And I don't know. I just couldn't live with myself on that. And I totally did not start the stream for Valentine Cast on Alpha Cute Radio.
Oh, that's all right.
But I wouldn't. It's just, I don't know. I don't see myself. I wouldn't want to hurt anyone.
I wouldn't want to kill anyone, but I would want to keep someone from killing people.
Yeah,
I love
you would keep myself. Your family safe. Yeah,
and it's just kind of scary and stuff is kind of real, and I just it's sad, you know.
It is sad, and I hope that doesn't happen again.
Right.
If it does happen again, they're gonna have to do something. But yeah. what can they do?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yep.
But that's our odds and ends for today.
Oh, yep. So
we've reached the end of the show.
We have reached the end of the show. So
that's sad.
Yep.
I hate when I come to the end of the show sometimes.
Yeah.
It was a good show. It was a good
and
time.
You know what? That was kind of a downer to end it on.
Well, it was an important piece of news because that's crazy stuff that's happening in Louisville that now, shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
It makes me mad.
Louisville's not a bad place at all.
Louisville's not a bad city. And I have to admit, this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this happening before, period.
Right, right.
In my entire life. And I used to go downtown all the time when I was young. My dad didn't like it, but I did it and I was fine.
Yep.
But I'd probably tell my kids the same thing. You can't go down there. So,
right, right.
But I enjoyed having you all here and talking to you guys.
Yep. And I just want to say, when you're not listening to us, go check out Aaron and the guys over at Black Astronauts Podcast. Go check out the ladies over at The Pisces Life. Also, well, you can check out the ladies on Black Astronauts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Jimmy and Buckshot Willie over at The Hush Show. Check out JK and his crew over at 10 Ford Podcast. Also, you can check out Bronco and those folks over at Sci-Fi Tech Talk. Check out Eric Mahler and his peeps over at Mr. Mom Daily. You can also catch Nicole and SJ and Cleo over at Nerd Parents. And Eric Mahler, that is right. Over at nerdparents.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out Scott and Brian, all those folks over at frogpants.com. And I just like shouting out, you know, all the people that support us. And there's Daryl, the Trek Nerd, and Mr. Star Mike.
This is going to get a long, long, long list if you keep adding.
At This Week in Trek. But if you want to send us an email to Renee and I, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com, JK. TheValentineCast, not ValentineCast. TheValentineCast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCaoBoi. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Oh, yeah. So our intro music is given to us or is allowed to let us use it from prettylightsmusic.com. So go check him out. Also, Mr. Jimmy Marbles, he does some fat beats also. So I need to get his SoundCloud. So go check him out. Anyway, you all have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you later. Be safe and stop flash mobbing, damn it. Well, stop being a bad flash mob.
Yeah, don't do bad flash mob stuff.
Be good flash mobs where you walk around in your underwear.
Seriously.
And stuff like that. And put it on YouTube. So that all the creepy people can watch it and be like, oh, hello, lady.
That's just creepy.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.
Fly, boys.
Hey, Renee.
Boops. Yeah.